Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining my session. My name is Jay Cho. I'm so excited to be here. This is my first time speaking at Xamarin Community, so very nice. I'm a software developer at Samsung Electronics, and I work on the Tizen.net open source projects. And today I'm going to talk about the Xamarin forms on Samsung wearable and TV products to help you guys to take a look on the Tizen.net and start developing Tizen.net applications. So here is the agenda for today. I'll first introduce what Tizen.net is, and next I'll talk about the Xamarin forms on Tizen.net, and we're going to take a look at the real-world products on the market that supports Tizen.net, and we'll talk about the Xamarin forms extensions, and lastly, I'll share some resources. So before we jump into the session, for those of you who have no idea what Tizen is, let me quickly introduce what it is. Tizen is an open-source operating system maintained by Samsung. It is designed and optimized for multiple device profiles like TVs, wearable, fridge, and surprisingly, we had some phones and other consumer electronics devices. The latest Tizen release is Tizen 5.5 Milestone 1. That Milestone 1 refers to the first beta version of the 5.5, and that was released on the May 2019. And just for some more information, Tizen.net is supported from the Tizen 4.0. So I guess now we are all ready to start with the first agenda item, what is Tizen.net? So here is the architecture for Tizen. Before Tizen.net has been introduced, we used to have the two application models. First, using C language, you could directly access to the native subsystems module, and you can create the native applications. Native applications are nice. It always shows the best performance and is the very lightweight. But the drawback is it's kind of difficult to create a native application because normally you don't want to use C language to create your application. And we have the web application model. You can use like web technologies like HTML5, JavaScript, and the web API, which sit on the top of the native subsystem modules and create the web applications. Web applications are nice, and they are very popular on many different platforms. But it always has like performance issues on the products. So now we have the Tizen.net application model. We can use C#, which is very powerful and object-oriented on the Visual Studio. And Samsung ported the .NET Core runtime on the Samsung products. So the runtime is running there. And then we can use .NET Standard API. That's pretty cool. And then we have the Xamarin Forms API to create the native UI. So that's pretty huge to Tizen. And we have the TizenFX API. That's basically the C# layer of the native subsystems module. So you can basically access pretty much all the native features using TizenFX APIs. So this is how the Tizen.net application look like. So this is basically all the namespaces of the list of TizenFX APIs. And you can see you can access pretty much all the native features using TizenFX APIs. For example, they're like content, location, messaging, network, security sensors, and many more. And on the right bottom there, we have the module called ELM Shop. That's the very thin C# wrapper for the Tizen native UI framework called EFL. So ELM Shop has been used to implement the Xamarin Forms Tizen renderers. And about the .NET Core runtime for Tizen, when it comes to the performance, we tested it with the StarWatch application. We prepared a StarWatch application for all different frameworks. So if you see the graph there, when it comes to the like startup time and the memory use, the ELM Shop, that is the very thin C# wrapper for the native UI, and that's pretty close to the native. And then you can see Xamarin Forms on both startup time and the memory use, they are relatively between the native and the web application. Because Xamarin Forms application has some performance give and take. And about the .NET Core version on Tizen, we started with the .NET Core 2.0.0 on Tizen 4.0. And on the latest Tizen release, Tizen 5.5 Milestone 1, .NET Core 3.0.0 Preview 2 has been applied. And about the IDE, we use the Visual Studio for developing. That's pretty awesome. We just need an extension called the Visual Studio Tools for Tizen. And that is supported on both Visual Studio 2017 and 2019. You can simply just search and install the extension on the extensions and updates. Let me simply just quickly show you on my rear Visual Studio here. On the left, I have the Visual Studio 2017 here. And on the right, I have the 2019. And on the managed extensions and update, I have the Visual Studio Tools installed right here. And here on the bottom, I have the extension installed right here. So it's both supported. The extensions are both supported on the Visual Studio. And when you install the extension, the Tizen baseline SDK installation would come follow. So when the installation is completed, then just like other platform here, Tizen is right there under the tools menu. So here we provide all the Tizen related tools under the Tizen menu. So here I see like package manager, emulator manager, certificate manager kind of thing. So you can use all those tools to develop Tizen.NET applications. And project templates are also provided. So new project template under the Visual C Sharp. I have Tizen 4.0 and Tizen 5.0 here. And from the ERM Shop blank application, I have the Xamarin.Forms blank application, the XAML version of the Xamarin.Forms. And here I see the watch face and wearable application and XAML for the wearable application. So you can use all those project templates to start developing Tizen.NET applications. And if you already have your existing Xamarin.Forms application, then you can simply just add the Xamarin.Forms blank application here. Then you will just add the Tizen project in your solution. So in that way, you can port your Xamarin.Forms application to a Tizen.NET application. I know there will be a lot of the Mac users in the community, so don't worry about it. We have an extension for Visual Studio for Mac will be released soon. So maybe in this year, the beta version will be released. So before I came to the event, I tried to install the extension for the Visual Studio for Mac in advance. And on the right, you can see all the project templates are provided just like Windows. And on the right, I tried to create the project template, and then I tried to launch it on the wearable emulator. And it works beautifully. And all the Tizen-related tools like emulator manager and kind of things that are on the top. And then it's hard to see right there, but emulators and the target devices are connected properly on the Visual Studio for Mac, so you can actually develop easily on the Visual Studio for Mac too. And actually, if you really want to, you can develop Tizen.NET application on your Mac machine at the moment without installing extension. You can just simply install the Tizen Studio on your Mac machine. Then they have all these Tizen related tools there. So, and Visual Studio already they can build Tizen.NET applications. So after you build the application, you can just use the emulator manager to start up the emulator, or the target you can connect it using the device manager. So after you build, you can install the application using the device manager, and then you can launch it on the emulator on your Mac. But emulator is the extension is coming up, so maybe you can wait for that. So with the Visual Studio and the .NET technologies, Tizen could achieve the way improved development experience. For example, like Visual Studio, it has its high productivity with its IntelliSense. You can use all the extensions and tools, NuGet package managers, so you can take all those benefits to develop Tizen.NET application. And C# managed language, object-oriented, very powerful. And .NET framework, you can use standard API. It has a strong community there. It's very nice. So I think you can define Tizen.NET as this whole .NET environment running on Tizen platform. So now let's talk about the Xamarin.Forms on Tizen.NET. As you guys all know, Xamarin.Forms is a cross-platform UI toolkit that allows you to easily create a native UI, and that can be shared across Android, iOS, UWP, and more, and now that can be shared to Tizen too. Which means if you already have your Xamarin.Forms application, you can easily port that application to Tizen application because, you know, you can share all your business logic of your application, you can share all your Xamarin.Forms UI code, so you can easily port the application to Tizen. And in my opinion, developing Tizen native UI used to be the biggest pain when developing Tizen native application. And now thanks to Xamarin.Forms, developing Tizen native UI has never been so easy and efficient. So we took a lot of advantages from that. And you know, there's a tons of developer references for Xamarin. Like they have like great like documentation and everything, like sample application references and big community like you guys. So, and all those references would work same on Tizen.NET applications, so it's pretty awesome on Tizen. So there was a lot of achievement there. And Tizen backend has been officially added on the Xamarin.Forms 3.0.0. So before Xamarin.Forms 3.0.0, we had to implement the Xamarin.Forms Tizen renderers on the separate GitHub repository, of course. So we had to separately add Xamarin.Forms like platform Tizen package to our Tizen project to make it work. But from 3.0.0, Tizen is included on the Xamarin.Forms package. So if your app is using Xamarin.Forms 3.0.0 or above, then like it or not, you already have your Tizen project in your project. So maybe you haven't noticed it, but it's already there if it's 3.0 or above. And on the bottom, we have the sample the Xamarin sample application reference. That's the reference app SmartWater 360. That is the cross-platform application. So you can see that runs on the Android, iOS, and UWP. And we interestingly reported that applications to Samsung Smart TV. We used the desktop profile of the sample application that you can see it looks pretty natural on the Samsung Smart TV too. We'd like to keep up with Xamarin Phones. So about how we contribute to Xamarin Phones. When there's a new feature added on the Xamarin Phones core project, then we try to implement the feature on the when there's a new feature added on the Xamarin Phones core project, then we start to implement the feature for Tizen. So we use Appium to make sure that is the UI automation test framework. So we use Appium to verify the new implementation on the Tizen device profiles like mobile, wearable, and TV and emulators. And when this UI automation test is okay, then we create a pull request to the Xamarin Phones core project. And we also contribute to Appium for Tizen support. And on the right, I have the simple explanation of the how Appium works. When there's a new feature, we write the test script together. So this Appium server runs this test script automatically on the, all those device profiles we have, like wearable, mobile TV, and the emulator for that. So that's how we verify our codes there. And Xamarin Phone 4.0 has been recently released. And they have a lot of cool features. And then when it comes to the UI, they have like material visual shell and collection view. And Tizen is also supported for all those cool UI features. We'd like to make sure that Tizen is not hanged back in the community. So Tizen is also supported for all those things. And then we just need a little more time to follow up to the latest. So supporting 4.0 core features on Tizen is from Xamarin Phones 4.1.0. So now you can contribute for Tizen platform. If you have a chance to implement a feature on the Xamarin Phones core project, then from now, don't stop after done with the Android, iOS, and UWP. We'll be always there at the GitHub. Just find us. We'll be waiting always, willing to help you to finish your pull request with the Tizen platform. So just find us at the GitHub, then it'll be fun to try it out. And other than Xamarin Phones, Tizen is also supported on many .NET standard and the Xamarin Phones libraries. So for example, SkiaShop will be very important for the 2D graphics use on the Xamarin Phones application. And FF image loading is widely used on the Xamarin Phones application, microchart, pretty cool libraries. So just for some projects here, maybe Tizen platform renderers has not been merged yet, but hopefully they merge our pull request pretty soon, and then we can support for all those libraries. And on the bottom, we have the sample application that includes many of these libraries running on the Samsung Smart TV. And now it's the Xamarin Essentials. You know, Xamarin Essentials is a single cross-platform device API. So it works with the Android, iOS, and UWP. So those essential APIs can be accessed from shared code, no matter how the user interface is created. You know, it's the Xamarin project, and it provides over 25 native features, like app information, battery compass, and many more. And if you were at the keynote this morning, there was a very important announcement about Xamarin Essentials. So, and that was Xamarin Essentials now officially support for Tizen platform. That's pretty awesome. And so I'd like to very thanks to James to have Tizen in the Xamarin Essentials. So we are very excited for that. So Tizen is now officially supported. So, and it will be supported from the Xamarin Essentials 1.3.0. And of course, we support for multiple device profile. So that is the Xamarin Essentials sample application. That's, you can see that runs on the mobile, wearable, and the TV. And depends on the profile, they have some limitations. So for example, like TV, they don't have many sensors. They don't have accelerometers kind of thing. So they have some limitations on that. But as now we have the Tizen official support, I think there will be more progress on Tizen support. So there was a lot of information about Tizen.net. Maybe it's pretty new to you. So before you guys get too bored, now let's take a look at the real-world products on the market that supports Tizen.net. So for the wearable, in the middle, we have the Galaxy Watch that was released last year, and then that was the first wearable watch that we have on the market that supports Tizen.net that uses Tizen 4.0. And on the right, we have the Galaxy Watch Active that also uses Tizen 4.0 that was released this year. When there's a new when there's new Galaxy S10 has been released, that watch has been released together. So these two watches are the main watches that we have on the market. And for the older version of the watch, like Gear S3 and the Gear Sports, you can update the platform for those two to Tizen 4.0 to use Tizen.net. So out there, we have four products. And when it comes to the TV, it's pretty much simple on the TV. 2018 smart TV models are the first TV model groups that support Tizen.net. So if it's 2018 smart TV model, then that's Tizen 4.0. And if it's 2019 smart TV models, then that's Tizen 5.0. You know, TV has a lot of different models, like different models, different size. So if you want to take a look at the detailed model of the TV model, then you have to visit the developers.samsung.com. They have all the list of the TV model groups, so you can check that out. And now let's take a look at what types of Tizen.net applications we have. So first, wearable, we have the three types of the application. That is the watch faces, widgets, and the watch apps. Watch faces are the first screen displayed on the watch. They are like most popular apps on the watch. So if you go to the App Store, you can see the whole bunch of the watch faces we have. So on the right, we have the example of the watch faces. And just for this event, one of our very awesome developer, Rookie Java, he's right behind there. He just created one watch face. He just created a watch face just for this event. So if any one of you have the Galaxy Watch, it would be really cool to download one from the App Store. The one above that's registered at the App Store, so you can just simply search like Xamarin or Xamarin Developer Summit. Then you can download that watch face that provides like two types of the clock. And then just yesterday, he created another one. It's a little bit more advanced. They have like, and if you double tap the monkey, then the monkey moves around. And if you triple tap the monkey, then it shows Loti animation. Loti is the great like library that allows you to render the After Effect animation in real time on the device. So you can, you know, that means it is also, Loti is also supported on Tizen. We are developing on that. So we have the Loti animation on there too. So if anyone is interested, all the source codes for both wearable watch faces are available under his GitHub repository, under Rookie Java. You can find all the source codes for both wearable watch faces. And if we have the Samsung workshop tomorrow, so if any one of you are coming, then we're gonna do one of the hands-on mission in the workshop will be creating the analog watch face. So if any one of you are coming, you'll be able to create one analog watch face tomorrow. And then we're gonna use the material from the Tizen School. They have very kind, like step-by-step instructions. So if you just follow the instruction, then boom, there you're gonna have your watch face. So tomorrow, for those of you who are not coming, you can also visit there and check out the watch face right there. And I think after Essential, I think I missed one demo video here. So it's a bit delayed, but here I have the watch face, just show you. It start with that, and then here, let me show you the example. So I double tap the monkey. This monkey's moving around, pretty awesome. So this time I triple tap, and then that's the amazing Loti animation, very beautiful. And that's the sensor application that is created with the Xamarin Forms application, and together with Xamarin Essential application. That's the accelerometer. If I shake it, then you can see the reaction on the graph. That's the gyroscope. So I shake it a little bit, so you can see the reaction that works on the graph. You can check that out. And that's the pressure. Pressure was very stable. Yeah, that was demo application. And Loti again. So I have that watch right here. So if anyone is interested, you can definitely want to come and check it out. It was just too tiny, so I think it's better to record it and show you on the video. So back to the slide. Yeah. Now next we have the widgets. You know, widgets are the one page of the application. So it provides the quick access to the task and display content. They're packaged together with the watch apps. And unfortunately, the widgets are not supported at the moment. It will be supported from the Tizen 5.5. So from 5.5 official release, you can use Tizen.net to create the widgets. And on the right, and you know, if you swipe your watch faces, then you can see all the widgets that you added on the watch. So on the right, here are some examples. For the health application, they can show the steps. And then for the weather app, they can show the current weather on the widget. Or you can put the calendar on your widget. So we have many more widgets there. And for the watch apps, and the last one is the watch apps. They are the main apps that reside in your app tray. They have the full access to Titan features, so you can create a more powerful application there. So for example, we have like voice memo, heart rate, stopwatch, like golf, navigation, music player, and more applications. They are all on the app stores. And TB is quite simple again. TB, it has the like TB, normal TB apps that also have the full access to Titan features. So normally TB apps, they are like video streaming application like Netflix or the YouTube. Those are popular on the TB app stores. So the stores for both wearable and the TV, they are all ready to accept the Titan.net application. So and we have the separated stores. So if you want to release your wearable application, then you want to go to the Galaxy Store seller office. If you want to distribute your TV application, then you want to go to the Samsung Apps TV seller office. And just for TV, public seller can distribute TV application only in the United States. So if you want to distribute your TV outside of the US, then you have to have the partnership status. And to get to know about getting the partnership status, please visit developer.samsung.com. And on the bottom, I have some screenshots of both stores. And you definitely need a Samsung account to release your application. So these are all the Titan.net applications we created. It's just part of it. We have something more. Like for TV, and then we actually register all those applications to the App Store, except that smart hotel application. Everything is registered at the App Store. So if you have your like Samsung TV wearable, then you can download it from the App Stores. And the first app is called TMDV that uses the open source movie database. So that shows the list of the movies, like what's top rated, what's the latest kind of thing. And the movie has some, includes some details of the movie, it's the trailer. And wearable, we have like stopwatch, weather, voice memo, they're all, their source code is all open at the GitHub too, so I'll share the link later. And then I didn't bring lots of demo in this session, and that was because we have the Samsung lounge outside. So down there at the foyer, maybe you guys have seen it, we have the, with our great developer there, we are there with our all the watches. All the applications are on the watch, so if you please visit the Samsung lounge and experience the .NET application running on the actual device. And then maybe there will be all our developers, I'll be definitely there, so maybe we can talk more about Titan.net and maybe we can show more application right there. And at Houston, we have a problem in this situation, problem here. That was a real problem. I was gonna bring the product TV here at the Samsung lounge. So we organize and then we actually ship it to here. And then yesterday, when I visited here, we found out that TV was like physically broken in pieces. So I feel really sorry that I couldn't show you the TV. And then there were some TV application, including TMDV, that was, you could have seen those applications running on the rear Samsung Smart TV. And then I feel really sorry that I missed it. But that's the situation. So I think please understand that for that. But instead of that, we have many, like a whole bunch of wearable watches, so you can see the .NET application running on the watches. And just to add one more thing about the TV, me and my team, as platform developers, we'd like to provide the most features that we can, any features that we can provide. But on the perspective of the TV product, they have many issues like security policies, like many issues for something else. So they could block some important features that would be critical when you develop an advanced application. And that's also our role to make it even better. But now that's the situation. So if you want to develop the advanced TV application, sometimes it could be a little tricky. You guys would need our help to get through. But that's the situation. So if you are interested in developing TV application, please be aware for that. And let's talk about the Xamarin Forms extensions. This is about the extensions we created for those products, for both wearable and the TP products. In this session, there has been a lot of information, and that you may be thinking like, okay, I'm a pro Xamarin Forms mobile developer, but that's not exactly the mobile that I'm used to. Like, and yeah, that could be a little tricky to you. Like, for example, like one is the small circle-shaped watch, and the other is like large-size screen TV. So it could be a little tricky at the first time. So, oh, and Xamarin Forms, it's originally designed for the mobile development. So sometimes it doesn't really fit perfectly on the watch or the TV. So for example, like they have like square page for everything, like square contents page, square button, like everything square. So that wouldn't fit perfectly on the watch, right? So we created an extension for the both wearable and TV. So we created one for wearable that's circular UI, and then we created a TV UI control for TV. So you can use those extensions together with Xamarin Forms to create watch and the TV apps easily and efficiently. So this is Titan Circular UI for wearables. You can see the circular UI provides like circle page, that's the circle contents page. And here I see the circle list view, circle scroll view, the round shape of button, and those will fit perfectly on the watch. And you can, of course, you can use Xamarin Forms together with these extensions, and they're actually just inheriting the Xamarin Forms control, so you can still feel right at home. And all this is the open source GitHub project, so it's at the GitHub under the Samsung organization, Titan.CircularUI. You can find all the API references, sample application that I showed you before, and all the guides for every control, so you can find it. And the NuGet is also provided, so when you develop a wearable application, you can download this from the NuGet package manager. And actually, this is already included on the project template, Titan Wearable App, so you can simply just start creating the Titan Wearable App template, then the circular UI will be already there. So if you're interested in developing wearable application, then you can definitely want to go ahead and check that out. And this is Titan TV UI for Samsung Smart TV. And TV is square, so I can say it's pretty much similar to mobile. But after we've done investigating, we found out that there are certain patterns on the TV application. Like, for example, like mostly TV application, they are like either video streaming or showing the list of the information in the like master detail page like layout. So we've created the frequently used features in advance so that the developers can easily start developing TV application. So TV UI control, it provides like media player, like draw layout, recycle items view, image cell with text, focus management feature, and many more. And we provide focus management feature, but because when you develop TV application, you could face a lot of vague situation to control the focus of the remote control. So that's why we provide focus management. And on the left, we have this TMDB application I showed you before, and then this application is actually created with the Titan TV UI control. So overall, you can see the draw layout with the list view, and the movie list with the recycle items view, and the image cell with text. And then we also use the focus management feature in the application. And this TV UI control is also at the GitHub repository. So under the Samsung organization is the Titan.tv.ui controls. So including this TMDB sample application, all the API references, documentation, guides for every controls, they are all provided at the GitHub. So if you're interested in developing TV application, then NuGet's provided, so you have to download it from the NuGet package manager, and then you can start developing TV application. So to sum up this session, Titan.net came along with all those cool features, like C#, very powerful language, object-oriented, .NET framework, you can use .NET Standard API, strong community, Visual Studio, the most powerful SDK, we have the Xamarin Forms, that's pretty awesome. And we have the TitanFX, the device APIs, and the extensions for those products. So Titan.net came along with all those cool features. So and there has been a lot of achievement for the Titan development environment. And there are actually still some problems to fix and many obstacles to get through. But these are how our team has been done to try to enhance the Titan development environment. So I hope my team can make it even better so you guys would be satisfied with it. So that was a lot about Titan.net. And lastly, I'll share some resources. So developer sites will be the first tab you will visit when you want to start developing Titan.net application. So first we have the Titan.net portal. That is what me and my team has created on the GitHub. So it's the GitHub pages, so the URL is like samsung.github.io/titan.net. It only contains the titan.net contents. So we provide, for example, like quick guides. We provide the simple guides for the wearable and the TV products and then dev environments. And we have the post section over there. So we try to upload the blog post every 2 weeks. So if you are interested, if you want to take a look at the more development stories about Tizen.net, that's where we want to go. And we also have the resources tab. You can find all the resources from there. And then we have the known issues and FAQ. Because it's based on the GitHub, everything we face, like the latest information, we just push it into Tizen.net portal. So if you want to find the latest information, please remember for the Tizen.net portal. And then we have the Samsung developers. It's the official site for Samsung developers. It contains not only for Tizen.net, it contains like every development for Samsung, like Bixby, they have Freeze, Galaxy, Watch TV. And it's really nice because they have very detailed information for every features, so you can definitely want to check that out. And yes, and that's the Samsung developer. And then there's actually one more place that you can go. Like there's like Tizen developers, but I think you guys would end up to there, so I didn't put it here. And here are some resources I can share. We have the C# samples, everything, all the C# samples that we have for mobile, wearable, TV. We all push it to the C# sample, like under the Samsung organization, Tizen C# samples, everything there. So if you need any sample application, then that's where you want to go. And Tizen School, again, they have like very kind step-by-step instruction for many different scenarios of the application. So if you find what you're interested, then you can just follow the instruction, then you'll have that application. So it'd be really cool if you want that kind of material. And Circular UI, TV UI control, they are all open at the GitHub. All the API references, Ampere app, they'll all be there, so you want to go there. And Tizen FX API, that's also the open source. API documentations and everything will be there. And most of our projects are based on the GitHub, so you can definitely raise any issues or you can like post it at anything. You can ask question on that. But if you want to get the official support from the from Samsung, then you can go to the Samsung developers. Then after you sign in, then you will be able to find the support request. So it doesn't have to be the Tizen.net. If it's anything, any development for Samsung, you can ask. You can get the technical support from there. So, and we have the workshop tomorrow. Does any one of you are coming for the workshop tomorrow? Oh, great. We're gonna have the workshop tomorrow. We're gonna have a lot of information and it will be fun tomorrow. So it starts from 10. So for those of you who are coming, we're gonna have like hands-on session and then our cool, like another developers there will throw another session. So it'll be fun. And for those of you who are not coming, we don't worry about it. We have the Samsung Lounge open today and tomorrow. So when you guys have time today, tomorrow, please visit for the Samsung Lounge. We have all those, you can experience all those Tizen.net application on the watch. Unfortunately, no TV, but we can tell something more. And then we can, right after this session, please come to the Samsung Lounge. Maybe me and other developers, we can do the Q&A over there. And then if you need any technical support, you also maybe get the technical support at the Samsung Lounge. So please visit today or tomorrow. And Samsung itself, Samsung has its own developer conference too. It's called SDC, and SDC 19 is going to be held on October 29th and 30th at San Jose, California. So if you are interested, not only Tizen.net, if you are interested other like technologies in Samsung, like Bixby, like other Samsung businesses, if you are interested, don't miss the SDC 19. I think they just opened the ticket, so if you are interested, don't miss it. So for later on, if you have any questions and if you want to send anything, I put my email there, so feel free to send an email. I put my Twitter ID there, so if you have any question later, you can just send me the message. And I think we have some minutes left, so after this session, please come to the lounge. We can talk more. And if there is anyone who wants to share your question for right now, then I can answer for that. All right.
Any idea when the Galaxy Watch will be Tizen 5.0?
Yeah, but I guess so. I think how it goes. I don't know how it goes actually, because we are the platform developers and we want them to use our latest platform. but I'm not sure how this, which version is going to be. So yeah, I can't tell exactly, but I wish there would be the latest version coming up. All right. You mean
at some point.
3 means Galaxy S3?
The watch at S3 is supported by 4. Well, plans to slowly.
Again, me as a platform developer, we'd like this mobile division, they keep updating and they keep all those support. But we'll see. But S3 is they provide like Titan 4.0, that's pretty latest. And we have the like one UI, that's the new UI in the that is working on the whole Samsung devices, and then now they apply the One UI to Galaxy S3, so I think that's pretty cool too. So I think maybe, hopefully they support some more. Anyone have another question? All right, thank you for today, and then we all will be outside at the Samsung lounge at the foyer, so you guys are all welcome to visit, so I'll see you there around. All right, thank you.